But there was no way she could make up for the time she'd lost. Bibi had overslept, and no wonder. She'd studied her herbalist's handbook late into the night. Of course, she didn't hear her alarm that morning, and now she was running late. And Aunt Manya had announced, very secretively, that the young witches must make sure that they arrive for their lessons on time. Finally, Bibi caught a glimpse of the gabled roof of Manya's house between the trees. She descended quickly and jumped off apple pie before the broom had even landed. She ran down the hallway to the kitchen where the witches' lessons were held and quickly pulled open the door.
"Please excuse me, Aunt Manya.
She fell silent. The room was filled with a gloomy light, and a perfectly round, deep blue moon was shining down from the ceiling. "Overslept?" Bibi said softly. Sheba put a finger to her lips and looked over at Bibi, who was trying to take her seat without making too much noise. A blue full moon is very rare. It only happens about once every 2.5 years, Aunt Manya explained, without taking any notice of Bibi. Witches' magic spells are especially powerful when the moon is over the ecliptic and has reached the highest point of its orbit.
But, Flowey Powie thought out loud, if the moon is so rare, we won't be able to repeat the test again anytime soon, will we?
That's right. That's why you have to prepare for it very carefully. Aunt Manya explained that every one of the young witches had to pass the blue moon exam. It was a true milestone on the road to becoming a witch. Aunt Manya stretched one hand up towards the ceiling. Eeny, meeny, loud and clear. Blue moon image disappear. Whiz, whiz. A pling, pling rang out, and with a shower of witch stars, the blue moon disappeared. Aunt Manya turned to the three young witches. In 3 days' time, it's going to happen. A cold shiver went down Bibi's spine. She and the other young witches had spoken about nothing else for the past 2 weeks. After their lessons were over each day, they met on Young Witches Island to practice. Well, to be honest, there was always so much to talk about. And if Bibi was honest, it didn't have too much to do with what they were supposed to be learning. Aunt Manya paged through her herbalist's handbook. Bibi, because you were the last one here today, you may share your knowledge with us first. Let's see what you've learned about herbal recipes. Bibi stood up. She was so nervous that her hands were sweating. Aunt Manya's finger pointed to the recipe she had chosen in the meantime. Here's a pretty one. Please prepare the potion to prevent flowers from wilting in the vase. Bibi thought frantically. Didn't she skim over that recipe just before she went to sleep last night? Yes, exactly. The first thing one needs is luck, Bibi remembered.
You mean you need to be lucky,
Sheba chuckled, while Flowey Powie giggled quietly. Bibi grabbed the little box with dried four-leaf clovers. She crushed one of them into a powder with her fingers and sprinkled it into a glass beaker. But Bibi didn't know what came next. She was pretty sure it was something green. Her fingers wandered over to a container. Aunt Manya shook her head from side to side. What does a plant need to grow other than water and light? Suddenly, Bibi remembered the missing ingredient.
Fertilizer? The 10-year-old moss!
Thank you. That wasn't so hard, was it? Aunt Manya said softly. Her demanding stare made it clear to Bibi that something else was still missing, but she had no idea what it was. She shot a pleading glance toward the other young witches. Sheba secretly flipped through the recipe book under the table. If you don't learn what I teach you, I can't help you either. Aunt Manya walked around the table, her hat rocking back and forth over her head with each step. Sheba dropped the recipe book back into her bag casually and scribbled something on a piece of paper. While Aunt Manya wasn't looking, she quickly held up a picture. What on earth was that?
Sheba Wartnose, Aunt Manya scolded. If you cheat on the test, you will be disqualified immediately.
She tore the paper out of Sheba's hand.